I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The underground evangelical church is growing exponentially in Iran, and authorities appear to be taking action. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says 12 Muslim background Christians were arrested last week. Four are still in jail. Mueller says
Iranian authorities are recognizing that there's a mushrooming house church movement going on in Iran. There's about a doubling of size of the indigenous house church movement there in Iran about every 6 months. You can imagine the rate of growth is absolutely stunning.
Next, Myanmar is being urged to focus on saving lives, not on saving political face. International Aid's Miles Fish says the slowly opening doors are allowing them to send supplies. Their partner's asking for 12 medical clinics and 50,000 biosand water filters. The investment in people is kingdom work. Fish explains.
First, you got to be there. You got to demonstrate your love of Christ by meeting the physical needs. And that oftentimes gives you the opportunity to build relationships that are deeper that actually enable you to articulate who we are and why we're doing what we're doing and to get an attentive audience because we've earned their respect.
And more than 40,000 people have died and thousands more are still missing in the aftermath of the 7.9 magnitude quake in China. While aid is pouring in, Christian radio is getting involved. Far East Broadcasting Company Hong Kong is producing programs on disease control and hygiene management. FEBC is also delivering free radios so survivors can hear them. Funding is needed. Pray that God would use these programs to draw more people to hear their gospel programs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like to invite you on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with MNN listeners and Orphan Outreach to serve orphans by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.